Sunny, I'm John Baldrick with 91X News. The Quinney Sports and Wellness Center is looking to make a splash tonight at Boston Pizza. Sean Macy has the details.
When the facility is done later this year, it will feature new hockey rinks, an aquatic center, and a multi-use gymnasium space, among other things. But while the facility may be state-of-the-art, there's a problem. Tanya Grierson is the Recreation Program Supervisor at the Wellness Center.
We did receive funding to build the facility. However, that funding didn't include equipment or anything. It was just for the bricks and mortar of the building.
10% of all the proceeds tonight will go towards the purchase of new equipment. Mayor Neil Ellis will be on hand tonight to serve customers as part of the fundraiser. The event is scheduled to start at 5 o'clock at Boston Pizza. Sean Macy, 91X News, Belleville.
Two people are dead following a crash on Highway 401 near Trenton. The crash occurred at 9:50 this morning. According to Napanee OPP Constable Tammy Coleman, one vehicle was traveling west in the eastbound lane. It collided with an oncoming vehicle. While the drivers of both vehicles have been pronounced dead, no other injuries have been reported. Ontario Premier Dalton McGuinty is accusing Ottawa of being complicit in the loss of hundreds of jobs at the electoral motive plant in London. McGuinty is calling on Prime Minister Harper to review what he calls outdated investment laws that allow that to happen.
I believe there's something fundamentally wrong with a federal law when it allows a Canadian plant to be bought and stripped clean in short order, throwing Canadian families out of work.
Privacy and immigrant advocates say the personal information of hundreds of new Canadians might have been misused for the planning of a televised citizenship ceremony. Immigration Minister Jason Kenney directed his department to organize a reaffirmation ceremony at Sun News Network last October. A civil servant wound up drafting six fellow employees to pose as new Canadians when not enough newly naturalized Canadians showed up for the shoot. But before that happened, officials called hundreds of people who had recently received their citizenship asking if they'd be willing to go on air. Privacy lawyer Michael Trapu says it appears the law has breached because information was used for an alternate purpose, but Kenny's office says all laws were followed. The 15-year-old who collapsed while playing an Ottawa-area hockey game has died. The boy was playing last night at the arena in Carp, just west of Ottawa. He had just come off the ice when he collapsed on the bench. Staff Sergeant Pat McCaffrey of the Ottawa Police Service says the boy was given CPR with a portable defibrillator before being rushed to the Children's Hospital of Eastern Ontario.
The trainer and others started to provide CPR and other treatment, including using a portable defibrillator was there. Emergency staff attended, including fire, police, and ambulance.
Foul play has been ruled out. That's 91X News to 301. Here's Dan Canataro with sports.
Pittsburgh Penguins captain Sidney Crosby participated in a full practice with his teammates Monday, but is no closer to his return from a concussion and neck injury that caused him to miss the majority of the Pens' regular season. Amari Stoudemire will miss tonight's home game against the Utah Jazz because of the shocking death of his older brother, Hazel Stoudemire. The Florida Highway Patrol said the 35-year-old was not wearing a seatbelt and was pronounced dead on the scene. The Washington Nationals have inked MLB outfielder Rick Ankiel to a contract. Ankiel will earn $1.5 million this campaign. In 122 games, Ankiel hit only 9 home runs with 37 RBIs with a .239 batting average with the Nats club last season. Buffalo Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff was hurt after he was upended from Sabres journeyman defenseman Jordan Leopold. Ruff happened to be looking the other way when Leopold lost his balance and crashed into the back of Ruff's skates. Reports say he was seen leaving the arena clutching his right arm. Injured George St. Pierre knows he will likely have to face Carlos Condit to unify his 170-pound mixed martial arts title. The Montreal fighter who watched the action from cage side Saturday night saw Condit win his interim welterweight title in the decision. GSP congratulates the interim champ Condit for the win, but he still wants to stand in the octagon against Nick Diaz in the near future. GSP is on the shelf at the moment recovering from knee surgery. That's sports. Here's Johnny Bulger with 91X Weather.
Today, mainly sunny with a high of 7. Tonight, increasing cloudiness with a 40% chance of flurries overnight and a low of minus 4. Tuesday, cloudy, a 40% chance of flurries early in the morning, but clearing in the afternoon with a high of minus 2. Right now, it's 5 degrees. I'm John Baldrick with Dan Canataro. 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 4 o'clock.